Dear Diary, it's the first day of school, and I know it's a great day for everyone to see their friends that they missed during the summer, but as you know, that is never my case. I am, however, anxious to go to school to show off my purse, the one that Renee gave me, and it's bound to be the topic of discussion, or at least envy. And of course, my first day couldn't be as great as I wanted it to be, because true to form, any time that I have an event that should go smoothly, that old circumstance shows up again this month. I think she does that crap on purpose. It has been nowhere near 28 days. So my mom suggested that I try to make it through the day instead of staying home. Fine, I'll give it a try. Besides, I have a purse to show off, and I know everyone is gonna love it. Who knew that the decision to go to school today would be the worst decision of my life and would ruin me? I'm not surprised one bit that there was no friendship parade awaiting me when I got to school. I looked on the list just to find out who my homeroom teacher was going to be, and it was Mr. Niles. He's okay, but it looks like he's stuck in his years of being a hippie. And all I needed to do was get my class schedule for the new semester, and then I'd be on my way with another year under my belt. In my first period class, we went through the typical seating chart arrangement according to alphabetical order of your last names. And I had long since started feeling nauseated. And I knew this feeling. I was about to get sick. Whoa. Let's just say I made it to the trash can in just the nick of time. Well, that sealed the deal. I tried to make it through the school day, but it looks like I'll be going home. My teacher wasted no time handing me the hall pass paddle to go to the nurse's office, and she asked Brian to go with me. So as we're walking, Brian was asking me what was wrong. Really, Brian? Can we just walk to the nurse's office? Every time I open my mouth, it feels like another opportunity to get sick. That's what I said in my head. But I told him I thought about staying home because I didn't feel good going to school. But I appreciated him walking me to the nurse's office. But I needed to stop for a minute. So we stopped for a few minutes on the steps so I could catch my breath. And Brian rubbed my back, and it wasn't helping much, but he was compassionate, and I appreciated that. Then coming from the hallway where the lockers are was Henry and his basketball groupies.
What's the matter with Avis?
Brian told him I got sick in class and he was walking me to the nurse's office. And that should have been the end of it. But instead, a whole nother story had started by the time I made it back to school. When I got back to school, Ashley made a beeline to talk to me. She probably had her eyes on my purse. Are you okay? I heard you were pregnant. What? I was getting questioned by everyone. I'm not even popular. Now everyone acts like they know my name. Who are these people? No, seriously, who are they? Some of these folks have never said one word to me. Now I'm the topic of everyone's discussion. I went back to Ashley to find out where she heard that rumor. Henry? I should have known it. That sellout, he's so busy trying to be the Black Valentino. Then Ashley asked me if Brian was the father. That's what she heard. What the hell? We all know Brian is gay, and I'm not pregnant. Ooh! I was so pissed off. I just walked home. Yeah, I know. You can't leave campus without a parent checking you out of school. I'll deal with that later. Right now, I'm so angry and embarrassed. Have you ever had to cry because you were so mad? And that is exactly my state of mind. When I got home, my mom wanted to know what in the world was I doing at home. And I just broke out with even more tears trying to tell my mom what happened. Why me? You know, as a family, we should probably stop talking about events of the day while sitting and eating dinner. And if you have ever heard the phrase of someone being on 10, then you'll understand when I tell you my dad was on 973. He was pissed off. How dare anyone start a rumor about his baby girl? Especially that type of rumor. If Henry thought he was going to start a rumor about me, he had another thing coming. So after dinner, I grabbed the phone book and I looked up his telephone number because I was going to put an end to it. I was going to call Henry, talk it out, and I expected an apology. So when I got Henry on the phone, he didn't even deny spreading the rumor. He said, "I got sick. It was in the morning. Brian was rubbing my back. What else could it be?" And that, my friends, is how a telephone call quickly turns into a yelling match on both sides. And then his mom picked up the phone. "Look, I tried to explain what happened, and I wanted a public apology. Because let's face it, there was no way to fix this situation because people would either think that I was getting sick because I was pregnant and I should eventually be showing. And if I don't show, that meant I had an abortion. So I lose either way." Now, I'm the first one to admit I can be verbose. And Henry's mom interrupted me and said, "If you would act like a young lady, you would have been treated like a young lady." And then that heifer hung up the phone in my face. I didn't even need to go into too much about the phone call because my dad was on standby. I got to the part about her saying that if I acted like a lady, and my dad grabbed that white page book and then his keys and he headed straight for the car. And my mom popped up and said, "Stay here." Right. Where were we going to go? Besides, normally my mom takes my little sister with her, but immediately we were babysitting. Now, in the talks with Jeremy, he was even pissed off. And Jeremy never sticks up for me. Never. "Here's what's going to happen. You go to school tomorrow, and if he doesn't apologize, you let me know." Wow. Finally, I have uncovered my big brother really acting like he's my big brother. Now, coupled with the fact that my dad is the size of Mean Joe Green and was headed to Henry's house, I was certain this is going to be handled one way or the other. The next day at school, the rumors didn't end one bit. I was sick and tired of people coming up to me asking me if it was true. And by third period, I had my own escape plan. I hid in the bathroom stalls until the bell rang for the next class period to begin. And I knew I was going to get marked tardy, but I'd rather be tardy than to have all the questions. I made sure to walk over by the basketball courts during lunch recess just to make sure Henry saw me. And instead of Henry coming over and apologizing, he motioned his stomach groan and started laughing. "Okay, you had your chance." Now I'm really mad. And when Jeremy got home from practice, he pulled me in his room and asked if everything was handled. "Nope, not one bit. Not one bit. Nope."
"Don't worry about it. I'll handle it from here."
"Cool. Let me know when it's done." Now, I actually didn't know what that meant, but I didn't care. The next day, still the same thing. Nothing had changed. Brian caught up with me when I was walking out of the cafeteria. And I was a little uncomfortable because walking with Brian was only going to keep the rumors going. Why can't I just go to school like everyone else? I don't even want to be popular anymore. I just want to have one or two friends and I'll be content. And Brian did his best to give me his words of encouragement and to keep my head up, blah, 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 blah. And as we were talking, there was a commotion on the basketball courts. And since these were the days before cell phones were used, when there was a ruckus, we had to do the next best thing. So Brian and I ran over to check out what was going on the courts. Uh-oh, what was Jeremy doing at my school? And why does he have half the football team with him? Brian just stood there with his mouth open. "Close your mouth, Brian. You'll only give the flies a place to land." I stood there with a little bit of a grin on my face. That's my brother, y'all. And I thought about walking over to Henry like they would do on the Godfather movies just before they were about to execute someone. But Jeremy seemed to have it all under control. Mental note, dear Henry, I would have jumped in and tried to save your sorry ass, but I was too busy trying to act like a lady. Good luck to you. Now, it was no surprise to me that I got pulled out of my last period class to go to the principal's office. Henry was there all bandaged up like some type of mummy, and Mr. Sager wanted to know what happened. I really should have gotten an Academy Award for my performance. Oh me, oh my, what happened to you, Henry? Mr. Sager told me to cut out the antics. Whatever do you mean, Mr. Sager? Long story short, Mr. Sager said everyone knew I was behind the incident, but I was sticking to my story. And instead of sitting here accusing me, you should probably try to get Henry medical care before he bleeds out. It was painfully obvious to Mr. Sager and to Henry that they weren't going to get anywhere with me. And when the bell rang for us to go home, Mr. Sager told me to leave. Gladly. And like any good actress, I had to exit with my final phrase of the day. Henry, you be very careful as you go home today, okay? I walked in the house and my mom was on the phone with Jeremy's principal. Uh-oh. I know what this means. Let me go find her broomstick so she can propel herself over to Jeremy's high school and pick him up. Because what this principal didn't realize is that my mom thinks the world of her firstborn. He was so radiant in lighting up the world the day he was born that she named him Son. Jeremy and the other football players that showed up at my school were going to be suspended on Monday. I guess Friday would have been too soon because the football team would have had to forfeit their game after losing their star players. Whatever. Jeremy's actions were based on principle. And that coming Monday was just like a school holiday as far as we were concerned. Self included. One thing you have to know about this family is my mom has always preached, if someone hits you, you hit them back. Harder. I guess the rumor and not being apologetic equated to a punch in the gut. My dad's motto is don't lose that fight. So after this whole scenario blew over, Henry knew he better not open his mouth one time about me. As for the rest of my schoolmates, they probably knew if they muttered one word about me, they too would be getting a visit from the football team. I was fine with that. I was still unpopular and still friendless, but I was never pregnant. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Unbelievable Tales of Avis LaRue. And thank you for sharing the podcast with your friends and family. I hope you will be able to join me again next week for another episode. And as the distribution continues to grow, you can catch this podcast on Apple, Spotify, Anchor, iTunes, SoundCloud, and iHeartRadio, just to name a few. Be sure to follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, and TikTok. In the meantime, please subscribe to receive notifications of upcoming episodes, videos, and more. You'll find the subscription link in my bio. And until next week, stay safe, stay secure.